You know, the Pareto Project has been on the go the last couple of years. It has been students from Loretto School in Milford meeting and doing a project along with students from the Royal Empire School in Armagh. And this is really about bringing kids together that are not used dealing with their peers on the other side of the border. Two schools from different religious backgrounds, and I suppose an example of either side of the divide in regards to peace process. I was really fascinated about this from day one, because we know so little about each other on both sides of the border. And engaging, I've engaged today with the fourth time engaging with this group. And when I look back, the first day that I met them, I suppose how shy they all were of each other, but to see the interaction today and how comfortable they are with each other, but moreover, the respect they have for each other. The program's been an extraordinarily successful program of work. They have a video they've put together as well. And some of them have made fantastic friends. I know two of them are now best buddies in university in Belfast, in Queen's University. And I suppose for me, the more we can roll out this concept where kids can learn that their peers cross the border, where they may be at a different school, maybe of a different religion, they're just exactly the same as they are. The more we can roll out, the better. And I suppose, moreover, International Fund for Ireland are the ones that funded this and helped bring it together. And I know they're interested in rolling out more of them. I'm going to be contacting the Shared Island Unit. I think they should be involved in this as well. I'd be pushing that they do. I'd like to see this involved in all border counties either side. There should be far more interaction, because really this is for me where... this is the way to protect our peace, to guarantee our peace, that we have better understanding of each other, because in the past there's been too much unshared history in the past. We need to get to know each other, and you know, then moreover, the International Fund for Ireland has done fantastic work over the years. They've I suppose give funds to so many projects, community projects, and the ones, suppose, well, we can talk about the ones in Donegal, so many projects that might never get off the ground were not for funds from them. They've done fantastic work working with communities from all sides of the divide, and lots of times that can be tricky, but they've had a very successful number of decades in delivering funds taken from the States and Canada and other places, developing that fund and given communities and individuals opportunities they wouldn't otherwise realise. But this initiative in particular, I'm very interested in seeing a rollout further, that at all schools we get access to it. I know that's a bigger task, but for the short term, I would hope that four or six more schools in the next year ahead would get similar funding, hopefully through IFI, and get the interest from the Shared Island, and to start rolling out the project and ramp it up from there.
And projects like this here can have lifelong consequences. You know, you're speaking to these young people at a very formative time of their life. And you mentioned there the two that have gone on to become friends in university. If they go on to have children, this isn't... it's a belief system that they'll pass on to their children and so on and so forth.
Absolutely, and I suppose at that age, when I think back to myself at that age, you're a bit more pure, you're a bit more open, and these kids have been very open, but to see the outcome of it today and how they mix and how they engage, it's fabulous, and we really want to share this island. It's projects like this is going to make it happen, and that kind of engagement, that kind of respect, that level of respect. People talk about border poles. You're not going to need border poles if work like this is going to continue. There'll be a natural transition where people learn to get on this island, and we learn to get on together and respect for each other. And that's where a successful future lies for us all.